Have you gotten many comments about the Mishki Madness website?
People hate it, Derek. People don't like it.
Really? All
right. They think that it's unprofessional and that very little thought was put into it. But I'd encourage you to keep at it in the same way I often tell a four-year-old who can't draw worth a damn to keep trying.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
One person wanted to know if having all this material available on the website might have the unfortunate side effect of putting the kibosh on any future Best of CDs.
It does have that potential effect, but I won't let that be something you have to feel guilty about. I won't let that become your legacy, that you destroyed any hope of there ever being another CD. I will not allow that to happen to you.
Thank you.
But that is a possibility because people can get the stuff now. And my feeling is if you want it, you can get it from your website. And if you don't want it, why do a CD and shove it down your throat?
Right.
I mean, there is a sense that it's there now. So I definitely don't feel pressure to do a... If someone comes up to me and says, hey, you're going to do another CD? I just say to them, hey, have you seen Derek Larson's website? And then I figure I cover myself there. Don't I?
Sort I think of? So. Well, that's my biggest fear, too. I would still like to see other Best of CDs.
I wouldn't know what to put on it. Maybe you can get together with some listeners sometime.
Yeah.
And pick a bunch of stuff. And then we'll make that the Best of CD. And we'll call it the Mishki Broadcast Mishki Madness. .com or whatever your website is, Best of, or Mishki Madness Picks or something, and because I don't know what the hell to put on it.
You know, I've had that up there less than a year, but there's been about maybe five people that are sending me clips that they've done themselves also, that they've recorded.
Really?
One fellow even sent me about 4 hours of some of your old stuff.
And you didn't have it?
No. He had picked different things.
See, that's the thing. Everybody picks different things. That's what's hard about putting out a CD. How do I know what people like? I learn by talking to people that what one person finds interesting, someone else finds boring. It's very hard to think of a universal bit that everybody can enjoy. I hated picking those out. It was so hard.
I think that would be difficult.
Yeah. You
know, it was interesting. When I started the website, it's been around a little bit less than a year now. And at first, there were just people from the United States, from Canada, what you would expect. And for some odd reason, Hungary, there are people in Hungary listening to it quite a bit, or some one person or a few. But it's always the U.S., Canada, and Hungary checking out the website.
Yeah.
But then in later months here, now it's from quite a few countries. It's been Canada, Austria, Japan, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Israel, Iraq, France, UK, Belgium.
All right, that's it. That's it.
On and on.
That's it. Then Boomer.
United Arab Emirates.
I'm not doing my commercials during the commercial portion of the show anymore. Seriously, I'm not. This just ticks me off. I honestly didn't think there were that many people listening on the internet. Does this mean they're listening on the internet?
They could be. It means people from these countries are checking out the website.
Why would they go to the website if they don't? I mean, they're not listening to the radio on the radio show, so how would they know of me to even go to your website? They got to listen on to the radio, don't they?
Or else they hear about it from someone else on the internet.
Or they were listening to you before.
See, the problem. Oh, yeah. A lot of people listen to me and move to Hungary. That's pretty common.
people in the military. Like
good point.
Do we have a big military presence in Hungary?
I think that's
dirty bomb city there. We got to do something before the whole damn thing goes up. I think of Hungary whenever these jackasses are worrying about North Korea.
I don't know what we have going on militarily in Hungary.
Well, we're going to take it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take it, and we're going to change the name of that stupid country. Who came up with that?
I don't know. It's about time.
No,
but they must. At first it was just the U.S., Canada, and Hungary, and now it's
because what worries me if they're listening
countries.
On the internet. Is when it goes to the commercial break, they don't hear that portion. And because my ads sometimes go on for 7 minutes, that's about 15 minutes they don't get to hear. And they must be bored stiff then. And it drives me nuts to hear that. So I'm not doing my ads during the commercial portion of the program anymore. That is all I needed to hear to nip that in the bud. I am done doing that. And I hate Hitler. I hate Hitler. And Sometimes late at night when I get up, I put toothpaste on my gums so that when I lie back in bed, I can taste the flavor of it all night long. And I'm wearing pantaloons right now that are chartreuse. Oh, look, a little funny man. He's 3 inches tall and he's wearing a top hat.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead with the next question.
You've kind of made me lose my train of thought.
Sorry.
It's all right. What were we talking about?
I don't know. You were asking me a bunch
of
questions.
What about, you had mentioned it and one of the listeners mentioned, what about doing a fundraiser, having the commercial-free Mishki broadcasts every once in a while?
Well, what a, oh, I gotcha.
You know, where
but
they,
think about that, though.
I guess
one show,
NPR,
all that work for one show. I mean, we should be raising money to find a cure for cancer. So, I mean, raising a bunch of money so I can do one show without a commercial.
Think of your fans in Hungary.
Yes. I don't often enough. Tonight, when I'm lying in bed tasting that toothpaste, I'm going to think about them. Next question.
All right.